Hello and welcome to the Talksite podcast. And today I'm joined by Sam and Joe from Fever Band. And we're here to talk about the grassroots venues closing in Hull. Joe actually works at Polar Bear, one of the venues which has closed. And I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about what Polar Bear actually means to the music scene in Hull.
It's one of them. I think the Polar Bear in particular is a venue which sort of just lends itself to sort of grassroots bands and gives them a platform sort of literally like, so for us, like our first gig was at the Polar Bear. I'm sure there's plenty of other bands in exactly the same boat. I think working there, I've probably taken it for granted a little bit over the last year. And obviously you get sort of caught up in the internal politics of what's going on there and how well or not you think it's been run. But yeah, I think looking back over the last 5 years, it's probably been the most, you know, if along possibly with the Adelphi, the most important sort of venue for local bands, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's the main like venue which runs the Sesh. Now, if you're not aware, the Sesh is a massive yearly festival which goes on, Humber Street Sesh, and loads of bands play there. A few years ago, Rat Boy headlined, I do believe. So just shows like quite big bands have been there. Was it last year or the year before, the Spiders from Mars were there? It's a massive thing, and Polar Bear is one of the venues which, you know, supports that. So have you played the Street Sesh?
Yeah, I think I've only, obviously across different bands, but I've played it every year since 2013, I think. Yeah. Obviously, this year will probably be the first year, but obviously we was hoping to play, but not going to be able to. What about you, Sam?
I've played every year, apart from 2016. In different bands. But shame it's not happening this year, because it's just always that time of the year where all the bands in Hull and obviously outside can sort of get together and feel like rock stars for a day.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, Polar Bear closing is obviously a massive shame for the grassroots bands, like you said, but is it the only venue in Hull? Yeah, are there other options?
There's other options. I think there's particular the Adelphi Club, which sticks out as like one of the biggest independent venues in Hull. Well, I think it's maybe the only one left on like the sort of smaller bands touring circuit. I think that's had its issues over the years, you know, like on the verge of closing, but it's always seemed to come back quite strong. And I think more so than now, I think we need to really not take it for granted and just realise how important it is for bands such as like ourselves and other bands coming through. I think if a band's going to gig anywhere in Hull, I think we need to really support the Adelphi now.
Yeah, I mean, Adelphi, I think I'm correct in saying that when it was originally been founded, Paul Eaton, Jarvis Cocker had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
It was a massive venue, obviously. Huge bands have played there over the years, like Pulp and stuff, so... Yeah, it is a massive venue. I actually believe you've got something going on at the Adelphi. Don't know if you'd like to promote it at all.
Yeah. You know what we're doing, don't you, Joe?
So we're doing the Sesh, we're basically doing a live stream sort of gig every week, basically obviously trying to do their bit whilst there's no gigs actually able to take part. So obviously it was meant to be happening at the Polar Bear on the 28th, but with obviously the company going into administration, that's no longer the case. I think there was initial doubts that it was going to happen, but now they've managed to get 9 different venues on board. So they're going to basically take it on tour every week. And we've been lucky enough that we've landed on the Adelphi week on the 28th. So that's going to be a real treat. A little bit weird with no audience there compared to last time, but just be nice to be at the Elks, won't it, Sam?
Yeah, it's going to be nice. I think we've done a fair few gigs over the years, I imagine, Joe, you know, like to quite an empty crowd at Adelphi, and so it's won't be too weird, but I'm looking forward to it. It's been ages. Well, last time I was in Adelphi was our last gig there. I've been back since, so yeah, looking forward to it.
Brilliant stuff. So it's obviously quite a weird one with Polar Bear and Welly closing, because as far as I was concerned, Welly was the main club in Hull. I don't know if you can like shed any light into why it's closing. Obviously, it's gone into administration, but I thought Welly was doing well.
Well, I don't know how many people know, but since January last year, sort of company called VMS came in and took over, but like both venues. So yeah, they were previously owned by the same owner, and then they got bought out together as well. So they're sort of quite entwined together. Yeah, it's a mystery to me as well. Like, I know the numbers haven't necessarily, I don't think, been as good as maybe I've been in previous years on the club nights, but like, I went to a couple of the gigs there last year, like Johnny Marr and Miles Kane, and they were like 600-700 capacity sold out. So I don't think on the gigs front they were necessarily struggling. I think it was more just on the sort of standard club nights, maybe Thursday, Saturdays. I don't know whether that's a change in attitude of students these days, maybe not going out quite as much as they did in the previous generation. I don't know. But yeah, I think that one's, for me, is probably more of a shame in terms of not having them sort of levels of touring acts are going to travel through, because now the next sort of, now you've only really got the University Asylum, which is like 1,100 capacity, and then obviously Bonus Arena, but that sort of middle, like say that sort of Miles Kane, Johnny Marr, you maybe aren't going to get passing through quite as often, because they might not be able to fill the slightly bigger venues.
Well, it's like you just said, we've had some big names in Hull, and frankly, this is probably the past 3 years, I would say, is the first time Hull has been like in the tour dates for these bigger bands. First time the music scene's really been thriving, so it is going to struggle, definitely. But do you think it's anything to do with the Bonus Arena coming in? Because obviously now it's either going to be, we'll get big names like VMAs are playing, Blossoms, or we're going to get absolutely just Adelphi, 500 people, if that.
I think there's demand for every level, I think. You know, you've got your, or you had your Polar Bear gigs, and then we had our sort of welly level we was talking about, and then say, you know, you could go from a band just starting out to say someone like your Miles Kane's, and then your Ronan Keaton's, you know, your Bonus Arena. I think it's always there. You know, we could have one big act coming through, but the demand for smaller gigs at different levels, I think it's going to be there. I think the arena, I think it's the welcome sort of addition to the venues. I think it sort of serves its purpose for those sort of bigger gigs. Yeah, it's surprising. Blossoms coming through to playing Hull. I think that's really good. But yeah, going back to your question, it is good to see the Bonus Arena pop up on tours now. Trying to think if there's any bigger names sort of coming through. Why am I thinking Bruce Springsteen? He's not playing there, is he?
That's definitely not.
Stereophonics played there, I do believe. Obviously, yeah. Like, absolutely massive.
But Brian Adams, sorry.
the Bonus is actually another place where I work at, or did work at pre-COVID. So I've seen like say Stereophonics. Who else?
Who do you see? Soundcheck?
Even bands like Madness and stuff like that, stuff that previously wouldn't, maybe not everybody's cup of tea, but like, you know, probably too big to have been able to come to Hull prior to having a venue of that size.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, KCOM or KC Stadium has held gigs in the past, yeah, like with Rod Stewart, but I can't see that being a venue. So Bonus Arena is like the top level in Hull at the moment. But just going back to the Polar Bear and Welly, how have these venues like helped your careers in particular? Because obviously now you're signed to a label, you know, you've made a name for yourselves, toured with Blossoms, as Sam was telling me. So how have these venues actually helped you, your careers progress?
It's massively helped me. I mean, I remember when the Sesh was at Linnet and Lark where it first started down Pretty Ave. And I think I first played there when I was 17 in my first band. And that's when the Sesh was kind of just, you know, just putting bands on every Tuesday. And I think Mac was putting the bands on himself and, you know, gave me as a, you know, my first band a good chance to play, you know, a good night. And, you know, it was pretty terrible. Like, you know, it wasn't a great gig, but you learn from that. And, you know, the Sesh has always been something to push yourself towards, because, you know, people are going to come, you know, people are going to watch. And, you know, we've always a great turnout. So you always want to know that you're going to be playing your best. So it's good for bands to sort of strive to, you know, reach a certain point of, you know, professionalism. And I think it's done me good, you know. It's something to aim towards. So yeah, it's definitely boosted me. And I think, you know, won't be here if it weren't for things like the Sesh giving young bands a go.
Brilliant, brilliant. What about yourself, Joe?
Yeah, I can only sort of add on what Sam said, really. Like, I think me and Sam are pretty similar in terms of, even though we're only 25, 26, whatever, like, sort of journeymen of playing across a few different bands and whatever. And I think, like, the full sort of whole music scene and, like, the Sesh scene in particular, everyone's sort of, like, up the game. Like, I don't know if it's because of the festival or whatnot, but, like, when I was starting, I was, like, 17, 18. I don't think I ever looked, like, really any further than, like, playing the Sesh night was, like, your pinnacle sort of thing. And then, obviously, as you get, whether their ambitions have grown as well as, like, the musicians as well. Like, obviously, now you sort of, everyone does start to think, oh, maybe if we get our shit together, we can maybe have a crack at being a professional musician, you know, not just play Tuesday nights or whatever. So yeah, I think everyone's ambition has naturally sort of gone up together, really. And, but yeah, like I say, that's just mainly down to giving a platform to have a go, basically.
Very nice, very nice. So what, with these venues, like, being gone from Hull, essentially, where do you see yourselves going in the future? Like, what are your aims as a band?
There is going to be a new venue opening down on Humber Street, hopefully soon. So there is going to be alternate options for gigs. Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult for us because, like, we'd sort of had a plan of, oh, well, we'll do this next, maybe like 300 capacity, and then we'll try and do Welly, like 600 capacity. But now Welly's gone, it's like, you know, we might just have to do two nights somewhere. I don't know. It's just, like I say, it's eliminated that middle sort of tier venue, really. Any sort of local bands thinking they can do Asylum or whatever, obviously in Dreamland a little bit. But I don't know, it's difficult. But like I said, 5 years ago, like, Polar Bear wasn't a thing. Linnet and Lark was the scene, and then stuff naturally gravitates. And I think we're just in that sort of transition period again. And I'm sure within a year's time, when venues are back open and we can actually get out there properly, I'm sure we'll probably be looking back on this, and, you know, something new will be happening, basically, I'm sure.
Well, I think, it is a shame Polar Bear's closed, but, you know, the Sesh is still pretty much alive. You know, people still want it, and, you know, the good people behind it still want to keep it alive. So I think it's going to move along somewhere, hopefully. I mean, like, quite a few years ago, Polar Bear was closed, wasn't it? And then it reopened.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but hopefully the Sesh fans are a new home again. We can keep it going. And, you know, maybe something like this is just going to spur on even more. People are going to get behind it more. People who didn't really, you know, take notice of it before. But that's been hopeful.
Hopefully. Yeah. Well, I mean, Hull's not the only place which is losing grassroots venues. Obviously, Manchester's taken a big hit this week also. And I was just wondering, for yourselves, you're playing those, like, smaller grassroots venues. What are your plans on moving to, like, other cities who are also struggling? Like, any plans of going to maybe, like, your Leeds, your Bradfords, stuff like that?
Yeah, we were actually meant to be playing Gorilla, which we was meant to be playing that in September initially, but then obviously that was going to get rescheduled. So yeah, that's obviously a shame, but it's one. I'm sure, I think I've already read where, like, these investors looking at buying it. I'm sure these places won't stay closed forever. It's probably just a temporary measure until people probably just aren't willing to invest at the minute when they've got no sort of time scale on when they'll be able to open a venue, I guess. But I'm sure these places will reopen in time.
Yeah, like you say, like, venues in Leeds and Bradford, and do you like other places in, like, say, Yorkshire and like the northeast, northwest? Yeah, I think, yeah, it's important for, say, like, maybe like bands like us, you know, to keep playing these venues, you know, places like Bradford and Wakefield. You know, they've still got venues just like we have in Hull, and I think, you know, if bands could make a stop, you know, these sort of places every now and again, I think that'll keep them alive as much as, as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main things I've taken away from it, which has been disappointing, was the lack of help from the bigger bands, especially in Manchester, because obviously the music scene in Manchester is huge, and people like who I expected would come out, like Liam Frey, have just stayed silent, which has been disappointing. So it's refreshing to see bands like you trying to do something like you are at the Adelphi. So, I mean, nothing but respect for you. But I think final question for you is, where do you actually see the band in 10 years? Like, what is the aims?
Retirement, preferably.
It'd be nice to have, a good few tours under our belt, an album or two. I'd like to, if we could get to 10 years, look back and think, doing like quite a bit of traveling. I think that'd be good. I think we're meant to be going to Germany this year, weren't we? But sadly, got cancelled. But just more of that in the next 10 years, more gigs, more releases, and just carry on just trying to do our best, really. Practice, write, gig. In terms of releases, I mean, we just have to sort of see what we can do, really.
Have you got any releases coming up, actually? Any singles coming out at all?
Yeah, we've got a new single coming out on sometime in September, fingers crossed. The plan is to try to get two singles out quite quickly, because obviously we've had a bit of a, by the time the next single comes out, it'll be like 5 months since the last one came out, which obviously isn't anything really to do with us or any other bands in the same boat. It's just, it's been a case that we couldn't record until like 2 weeks ago when we got the green light sort of thing. I think we're going to stick two out, one in September and one in November, and sort of try and make up for the lost time, basically. Hopefully that'll be out on like sort of 7-inch vinyl, and then hopefully try and get an EP out at the start of next year with like a load of new material as well. So just try and use the time we've got where we can't be out gigging, basically, to be productive with it.
Amazing, amazing. So Fever, all the links are below, you can check them out. Great band from Hull, best city in the world. Sam, Jeff, thank you for your time. Been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'd love to have you back on when the single's coming out, help promote them. And thank you. This has been Talks Next Podcast. Thank you for watching. Cheers.